Let's go next to the Sundance Film Festival, a showcase of independent films. Our reviewer, Kenneth Turan, is at Sundance in Park City, Utah, and he's on the line. Ken, welcome to the program once again.
Good to be here.
What are you watching?
A lot of films. A lot of films.
Well, let's talk about dramatic films first. What stands out for you?
Well, you know, the one that really stands out for me is a film called Like Crazy. It's a romance. It stars Anton Yelchin and Felicity Jones, a young British actress. And, you know, so many romances, you feel like you're watching characters. With this film, because of the way it was made, you really feel like you're watching real people. The emotional connection in this film is really intense.
How do they manage that?
Well, the director, Drake Dramus, has a background in improvisation, but it's an unusual kind of improvisation. He starts with, like, two typed pages of information for every scene. And then the actors improvise off of this really detailed outline.
Oh,
and you would never guess it's improvised. I am not a fan of improvisation, but this film really makes this method work.
I understand there's also a film at the Sundance Film Festival that stars Paul Giamatti, a star for many people.
Yes, yes. It's called Win-Win. It's another one of my favorites in the festival. It's directed by a guy named Tom McCarthy, who people may remember from The Visitor, from Station Agent. He makes these kind of offbeat films, kind of. He really is in love with the kind of deliciousness of human complexities. And Paul Giamatti plays a lawyer who cuts a moral corner and, you know, comes to feel that, well, maybe this wasn't such a great idea.
This is also a business occasion, right? Because you have people who might actually buy these films and distribute these films if they love what they see at Sundance.
Absolutely. And the business has been really stronger this year than in previous years. In fact, the film I mentioned, Like Crazy, was the subject of a bidding war between several companies. The negotiations, I was told, went on to like 5:45 in the morning all night, which is a Sundance tradition, before it was sold. And it was sold to a major studio. It was sold to Paramount, which is highly unusual.
This is kind of an amazing scene that you describe. It reminds me of old stories of political conventions from generations ago. Everybody would show up and nobody would really know who the presidential nominee was going to be. That's how they're buying and selling films at Sundance?
It really is. It's like the Wild West. It really works that way. You know, there are different people shuttle around from different hotel rooms. I mean, it's as dramatic often as anything on screen. Sometimes it's more dramatic than what's on the screen.
I feel compelled to mention, when I say the title of this next film, this documentary, I'm just saying the title here, The Redemption of General Butt Naked.
I know. I mean, I don't know what it sounds like. It sounds like a joke. It sounds silly, but it's an absolutely amazing film. General Butt Naked is a real person. He was a feared militia leader during the Liberian Civil Wars. He did awful things. And at a certain point during the war, he really experienced a conversion. He became an evangelical Christian. And the filmmakers spent 5 years off and on with him. And the film doesn't really take sides. It just presents this man, and this is a very unusual man.
So what are you still waiting to see, Ken Turan?
Well, there are a couple of other documentaries I wanted to mention. There's a documentary about a man named Buck Brannaman, who was the original horse whisperer, the guy the novel was based on, who does extraordinary things with horses. And, you know, he says, people have horse problems, and I end up dealing with the horse's people problems. And the other film with an animal in it is another great documentary called Project NIMH. This is made by James Marsh, who did Man on Wire, that people might remember. This is about an experiment that happened in the 1970s when a, like, infant chimpanzee was taken from his parents and raised by a human family with the hope that he would learn sign language and be able to communicate with humans. And the experiment was really on the people as much as the chimpanzee. The way that people responded to the chimpanzee, what they did, what it showed about them, is just fascinating.
Ken Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. Ken, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Likewise, Steve. Thank you.